Whenever we went to the Valle de Oro, we saw lots of different kind of birds, like the Cooper's nest hawks, and then we saw woodpeckers and then BBs. But whenever we were done with our field trip, we headed recess, and then we saw some blackbirds, but they were not crows. Their song were very different and very wonderful to hear.
And sometimes when we go to recess or coming back from specials and going to specials, we see some more birds, like different sorts of birds we've never seen before. Like one time we were coming back from music, we saw these pretty sandhill cranes on our soccer field.
When I was at Valle de Oro, after going and seeing all the nests, I started looking more, and I saw that in our yard, in one of the trees, like where one of the branches had been cut off, there's a giant hole where there's a bunch of these little black birds with yellow beaks living in it.
Maybe changed when I was driving by a place and not noticing anything, that Valle de Oro like helped me notice that if you look harder, you can notice it. Because in Valle de Oro, you have to look really hard in the trees to see the birds.
Like, since I went to Valle de Oro and they show me about birds, when I go passing and I see birds, I can tell them fast because, like, I learn how to notice them and things with their beaks, and yeah, now I know more about birds.
This project changed me to go out the wild and explore.
I was just one day I was bored and I wanted to go outside, and when I was playing around, and when I went back inside, I heard bird sounds, and I was looking up and I saw a Mexican chickadee, and I'm like, wow, it's there.
Sometimes when me and my family go on hikes up in the mountains or in the bosque, me and my dad sometimes spot some birds. I'm like, I wonder what those ones are, but now I can tell by the way they look and sound.
Well, when we go to Valle de Oro, I never really liked to go outside, but now I like being outside now.